succeeded her the last couple of months, demoted to sales director of biomedics. Heart will take you to the top. The achievement is talent plus preparation. You know, like most of you, I love good movies. I mean, that's the biggest turn-on for me, I gotta tell you. Like, if we're going to the movies, I love good movies. For those of you that see movies like Rudy or The Pursuit of Happiness, see, I love it when the underdog wins. I love it when you beat. No, forget beat. When you destroy the odds, I love that. I love people showing that the long shot or the impossible or the hard to do, that those can be accomplished. Again, that's what I hope that we'll share with you today on this call. And I'd like all of you to welcome with me Biomedic's newest sales director, Beth Asir. Beth, you on the call?
Yes.
Oh, man. It's great to have you on the call. And I got to tell you, it was emotional for me to interview Lisa Hale because I absolutely love her to death and think the world of her for what she's done. And meeting Michelle, Pierre, and Lorraine and their kids, I think the world of them. And then I remember first meeting you and Bob and Bobby and Taylor, and what a wonderful individual I thought you were. And now to have you achieve something this great, it's incredible. So let me congratulate you again on a huge accomplishment. And why don't you start? Let's open with, if you just take a minute or two and tell us a little bit about your story before biomedics.
Well, first, I just want to thank you, Ted, for having me on tonight's call. It's truly an honor and a privilege to be here and to be able to share this information with you and everybody who's listening. And I would like to take a second to recognize my team, Team Fortune, because they truly are the biggest reason why I achieved sales director. And from Florida, my sister Jamie, Annie Barry, Brenda, Annie Saucy, Vicki and Patrick, and Gina and Marisha and Donna and Victoria, New Jersey, and Linda and Ted in Alabama, I thank all of you, because I would not be here if it wasn't for your dedication, love, and support, not only to each other, but to me. And I'm so proud of my team, Ted, and of course everybody knows I get emotional, but I just want to say thank you to them and that I love you all. And as Bobby would say, you guys just totally rock. And I look forward to helping all of them reach their goals. And I just want to say also a thank you to my extended biomedics family for all their calls and texts and emails of congratulations, and to Teresa, Frankie, and June for those special calls that you made. It really meant the world to me. And Ted, I just want to thank you and corporate, because if you didn't have this opportunity, I wouldn't be here. And your corporate team, Chris, Rochelle, Kathy Jo, and my upline, Dave Gearhart, I thank them all. And as far as before biomedics, before I discovered it, Ted, I had just battled life-threatening cancer twice and survived. And, this brings back memories. I was very scared, but very optimistic. Optimistic wife and mother, too. And, you know, I was just searching and praying for answers. And then biomedics came along. Sorry.
No, you're doing great. You're doing great. And my stock in Kleenex tissues continues to go up every time I talk to you.
I have my box right here.
Hang in there with me. And I know it's emotional because as a mom, I'm sure there could be nothing worse than them telling you you might not watch your kids graduate or get married or something else. So tell me a little bit about you. You're obviously going through this huge challenge, and tell me your doctor referred you to biomedics?
Yeah, and one of the doctors actually recommended the product to me 2.5 years ago, and he just told me he felt that it would help me rebuild the bone loss that occurred from going through, and I went through 20 rounds of chemotherapy and 37 radiation treatments, and so I was taking the products for about 4 months, and my husband Bob just, you know, felt that I should find out more about the products and how I can basically get a discount for the products instead of, you know, constantly giving the doctor money. And believe it or not, I when he said it, I immediately jumped on the computer. And I Googled biomedics and started reading about it, and I was like, oh, wow, I could become my own distributor. And I know you have that form that's on there, and I filled it out and sent it off, and it popped back at me and said that, you know, I needed to have someone share this with me. And now I realize somebody has to sponsor you in. So I didn't want to call the doctor, so I'm searching on the website, and lo and behold, I find a familiar face, and I realize it's my sister's best friend from high school. And I just typed at the bottom, and I said, hey, Dave, this is Jamie's little sister, Beth. I want in. Please call me. And I left my number, and I knew he would, you know, recognize, the reference to my sister. So Dave called me the next day, and the rest is history. And, you know, it's, to me, it's great, great history, awesome history. And when I look back today, Ted, and I reflect on how it all happened, I truly realize that this was divine intervention. And for once, I was meant to listen to my husband's advice. I think back and think, if I didn't listen to Bob, I wouldn't be here. I'd still be buying them from the doctor. But when I went over to Dave's and he showed me the comp calculator video, I just started crying. And of course, Dave's like, what's wrong? And I said, no, this is a happy cry. My prayers have just been answered. Because I had physically been praying for a way to help bring in an income to pay off my medical bills. Because as soon as I was diagnosed, I was thrown a bill of $10,000. And getting involved 6 months later with this business, I was able to pay off my medical bills. So I'm truly, truly blessed to have found biomedics.
How scary. There are a lot of people that go to day jobs every single day, and they think that that's what they have to do for the rest of their life, and making a change is extremely scary to them. And I realize that when you go through something like what you've been through, that literally you have to take a moment and reflect on your life and what's important and where you want to be and where you want to go. Tell me how biomedics fit in when you were doing all this introspection into your own life, into what you had and where you were.
Well, at the beginning, I was clueless. I didn't know what to do, because basically this is a business. And I work with children in the educational system, so I have a great upline. I just told Dave, I don't know what to do. You got to tell me what to do. Show me what to do. And he did. And as he always tells everybody, I just did it. And one of the things that biomedics has offered to me and Dave has offered to me is that personal growth that I know how you always talk about that. And I found it very important to change. I had to change my way of thinking and my belief system and in order to grow and make this business work. And I know Lisa mentioned last night on her call that, you do go through some ups and downs in life, and you're going to go through ups and downs with starting a new venture like biomedics, and you just have to believe. You have to believe in your heart, in your soul, and when you get down and you don't believe, you've got to just do whatever you got to do, slap yourself across the face or go out and meditate or read a book or watch a video or call your upline. Because you can do this. You can, but it is so important to change and get yourself out of the way. I remember Teresa saying one time, get the monkey off your back. You just have to realize that you're going to go through some ups and downs, and you have to go through them in order to get to where you want to go. And that's something, sorry, my voice is so crackly, but when I look back at my life and what I've gone through and what I've accomplished in the 2.5 years I've been with biomedics, I realize I had to go through all that to get where I am today. You have to take those life course adjustments and that are thrown at you and change. And so look in the mirror and decide what you want to become and be willing to get out of your own comfort zone to reach the goals that you want. Because I always tell my team, you have the power to become and receive anything that you desire. It's out there waiting for you. Don't let this moment pass you by. Because you don't know if you'll ever get another chance. You just don't know.
Well, what would you say was your greatest source for personal growth during the time that, you know, from when you started with Biomedics to when you achieved sales director?
Stepping out of your worry zone, you know, just, wow, what did I do? Every morning I said what I wanted to accomplish. I would pray and meditate on it. I visualized it. I looked at my vision board. I looked at my vision book of what I wanted to accomplish. I practiced doing presentations. I practiced doing phone calls. And I believe, Ted, I believe I can achieve this. I don't know when it's going to be achieved. I know I have my goal, but I know I will reach Platinum Executive Director. I know it.
Oh, that's awesome. You gave your team a ton of credit when we started this call, or, you know, started with you on the call at the beginning. How do you build, like, positive relationships with your downline?
Through crying and laughter is one of them. But no, I get to know them. I make personal appointments with them, whether they can come over or I can go to their home, or we do it by email or by phone. And I find out what their personal goals are. And I write them down. I have them write them down. I ask them how much they want to make and when they want to achieve that. So we get that monetary goal on a date. I talk about their why card. I want to know why. And every once in a while, whether it's Jamie or Annie or Victoria, it's like, tell me your why. You know, as soon as they're going down, you know, feeling, you know, uneasy or unsure, what's your why card? I want to hear it. I want to hear you say it. The other thing is the first goal that I always want them to achieve is Platinum Consultant. And so I will sit with them. We will do a graph. We will chart it out how they need to do it, to make a list of people that they need to call. I show them how to share it and how to get them to a presentation. And I'm constantly calling them or emailing them. And as Dave always says, do it soon and often. And I truly care about my team, and I want to help them. And even people who aren't on my team, I want to help. You feel the positive energy in our presentations and at our trainings, like Allie said earlier. I mean, it's just, everything's awesome, and I love it, and I love them too.
That's awesome. Well, I'll tell you, I think leader, if we translate it literally maybe to Latin or wherever it came from, it must mean someone who cares. That's what I think leader means. So how do you handle being that team leader for your group?
Well, of course, I let them know that I'm here for them. Right away, they get my name, my number, my email as soon as they join. And I let them know that the days and times, you know, that I'm available, because I still work part-time for the system. And I also give them Dave's name and number and email. So in case they know that they can't get a hold of me, that they know that they can get a hold of Annie or Dave or Jamie, and if they can't get a hold of Dave, they know that they can call you, Ted, or Chris, or Rochelle, or anybody at corporate office. And you know, the other thing is that they always say to me at the beginning, oh, I'm afraid to call you. I feel like I'm bothering you. And I'm like, no, I want you to call me. The only way I know you need me is if you call me. So you know, I always let them know you're not bothering me at all. If you don't call me, I'm wondering what you're doing, what's going on. So I'm there for them.
Well, let me share with you, I think as a parent, I know that you're a parent as well, you know, I'll never forget the look of standing, you know, on a pool deck and watching my daughter succeed and the pride that I had in watching her succeed, and then having people share with me later that they were watching me watching her and that they could see the pride, the feelings that I had for that. And recently, you held your first regional meeting and I was there to attend. And not only was I in awe of what you achieved and what you accomplished and the professionalism, the organization of your first regional meeting, but what really, really touched me at that meeting was watching your husband and your son walk in and the look and the pride on their faces of their mom being the leader, their mom being the person in charge, their mom helping a room full of people, and they knew that that's the way it was going. Share with all of us a little bit about the experience of hosting your first regional meeting.
Well, it's funny that you bring that up. Ted, is that Tony Snell from Alabama, who was in attendance, he told me the next night that he realized that this was the right path for him when he saw Bobby and I connect. When we looked, when I was up at the front with you and I looked over at him, he watched the eye contact between Bobby and I, and that was his ha-ha moment of realizing that he was on the right path. So I personally loved hosting that regional event, and I look forward to doing so many more. I have had much experience in the past down here organizing, hosting events, especially doing huge fundraisers. But to do an event that so many people from throughout the country were depending on me to help them and guide them and inspire them, and to present a great event was an awesome feeling, and then to get the feedback from everybody was it was just a high. It was something that I got excited about, and I was like, I want to continue to do these. And Dave and I talk about them all the time, about, okay, should we do it here, should we do it there, and especially after this Saturday event, forward to doing another one in February or March of 2010. But I don't know, I love doing them, and my husband there was supportive of me, and he was a little worried for me at the beginning because I need to not be stressed out, and he was like so proud of me. He's like, God, you're so calm, and my kids were happy. So I love it, and I look forward to doing more.
And you look beautiful. That's important to
say. Thank you.
How important are consistent ongoing meetings, would you say?
Oh, very, very important. To me, they help your business grow, especially after having that, having our Wealth Leadership Conference in September. I saw the team grow consistently over the next 2 months after that, October, November. And our presentations that we have locally here, just they continue to grow, Ted. And what's amazing to me is people actually join right there on the spot. A lot of them don't have to go home and think about it. They're like, where's the computer I want in? And I also like the ongoing presentations because to me it helps the team. You know, I always talk about how I'm a visual learner and kinesthetic learner. So to me, being present at the presentation helps my team see it, hear it, do it. So it's a visual training for themselves. You know, just hearing the same information repetitively, I know helps them, you know, to learn. And I always ask them to, you know, take note of what the people are saying. Like if when I ask Annie or Jamie or Marisha to come up and share their story, to listen to how they're doing it, to watch and learn. So when I call on them, they're going to know what to do. And I feel weekly for at least twice a month presentations have been very successful for us and are very important. And not only the presentations, you know, Ted, like I mentioned earlier, I think trainings are important too. And I know Team Fortune wants to continue this momentum that they are building. They are pumped. They are motivated, especially after Saturday's training. And, you know, we'll just keep on planning these spectacular events between presentations and trainings. I am up for it and ready to go.
Well, I know that Dave loves to recognize you all the time on, you know, percentage of growth you've had in new sales, percentage of growth in new signups, percentage of growth in increased volume. Tell me a little bit about who your role models are for success.
Well, I have found myself to be a very centered woman. And I feel that I have role models in all areas of life. And, you know, of course, you know, spiritually, I feel that God is my first and foremost. And emotionally, my husband, Bob, has been there. We have a very successful relationship built on trust and support and love. And as far as mentally and business, especially business, Dave has been a tremendous role model to me. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. He's helped me and guided me. And I thank him for exposing Jim Rohn to me. I'm sad that I'll never get to meet the gentleman, but I've learned so much from Jim. And also from what I've been through, a special woman named Louise Hayes. She's been through a lot in her life. She's helped me go through the cancer, reading her books and videos and stuff. So I think with all of their knowledge and their willingness to share their experiences and expertise, I've had some great role models. And of course, I shouldn't leave out my dad and mom. Sorry. I was doing well there for a while.
You're still doing great, and I got to meet your dad. It was awesome.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
You know, again, we're making this sound like, because it, you know, it comes so easy, and I know it doesn't. Tell me about it a little bit. Let's back up and just, what's like the most challenging aspect of personal growth for you?
Doing this, the hardest thing for me, and I had to get over it quick, was knowing that dear old Dave was watching me. You know, because one of the biggest things for me is, and I know you and many others have mentioned it today, that seeing me at the Wealth Leadership Conference and watching me up there, you've seen a huge change in me. And one of the things was being able to do a presentation by myself. And I always had a hard time just knowing that Dave was there. You know, it was like, all right, I'm going to screw up. I'm going to, you know, say something wrong. And, you know, I didn't want to disappoint him. And so I got to a point, Ted, that I said, Dave, will you do me a favor? Will you come at the end of the presentation? And that way, if anybody has any questions that I don't feel comfortable with or I haven't heard about yet, you'll be there to help me and support me in any way. And he did. And I have to tell you, it was probably the best thing that I did was ask him to come later, because I am doing the presentations and I have found that my team is seeing, and not only within my team, I know June was there for one and she said the same thing to me, is after watching me and how I was able to do it, they're like, oh my gosh, this is duplicatable. I can do what you're doing. Because when Dave first came to my house, Ted, and I watched him, I sat there diligently taking notes and tape recording, and in my head I'm going, oh my gosh, I'm never going to be able to do this, I'm never going to be able to do this. And finally it set in, it's like, Beth, you're Beth. You have to do it your way that makes you feel comfortable. You know, you have to present it your way. I present the same information, the same material, but I just do it differently. I have visual flip chart, so because again, I the teacher in me and having people see something visually has helped me, and it's helped my team go, oh my gosh, I can do that. And the other thing that was exciting is we had Linda and Tony from Alabama Skyped in to one of our meetings when Ms. Cook was here, our latest guest speaker. So, you know, that was an awesome experience. So that's been the biggest challenge for me, and I'm proud to say I've checked that off my list. I can do it now.
I love that. Okay. Let's let people in on this call, just because they're on this call, and a little secret. Let's be forthright with them.
Okay.
You know, every single meeting you have, there hasn't always been guests or extra people there. And in your organization, as big as it's growing at this point, there are times that you lose a distributor or two. How do you deal with those challenges?
Well, at the very beginning, I was not happy. I have to admit to everyone, I took it very, very personally. And my mentor, Dave, said a few things to me, and I realized, you know what? It's not about me. It's not about Beth. It's about them. They just don't either get it. It's not the right time. They don't see the value in it. And I've learned to keep them in the loop. What happens is if they drop off, I will call them. I will ask them why, because I want to learn from them. And I want them to know that no matter what, I am here for them. If they decide to come back, I will be here to help them and guide them. And believe it or not, some of them have come back. They left for a little while, and now they're seeing me successful, and they're coming back. But, like I said, you cannot take it personally. It is not about you at all. It's them. They just don't get it or see the value. And you just have to move on. As Dave always says, next. That four-letter word, next.
Well, it's good. Recently, you shared with some people that you were going to make sales director, and then you wrote it down, and then you even emailed it to some people that you're going to make sales director. What did you do to prepare for becoming sales director?
Well, I write out a chart, a little graph, like I mentioned earlier, that I do with my team members when they want to make a rank change. I do that at the beginning of every month. I graph out exactly what I want to do and what I need to accomplish in order to get there. And that's what I did with sales director. And you have a beautiful, wonderful soul in your office there named Rochelle. And Rochelle printed up her own little chart so we could both go back and forth and talk to each other about it. And I thank her for taking the time for doing that with me and for me. But to me, that's what I always tell or share with my team. You need to graph out what you want to accomplish. You have to figure out how to do it, and then you go for it. And as things were accomplished, I just highlighted it so I knew, okay, I don't have to worry about that anymore. Now let me go to the next area. And I did it, and I believed it, and every morning I woke up, I said, thank you, God, for another day, and guess what? I'm a sales director. And it happened. I'm here, and I'm excited.
Well, I love it. Okay, let's talk about that then. How are you going to celebrate being sales director?
Oh, it really hasn't sunk in yet. When you and Chris called me last Tuesday with Dave, I was emotional when we talked. I know that's very hard for all of you who know me to be that you're surprised by that. But, you know, when you have the president and vice president of a company call you to, number one, congratulate you on reaching a new goal. And Ted, you mentioned personal information. I mean, you named Bob. You didn't say your husband. You didn't say your kids. You said Taylor and Bobby. and you talked about things that you and I discussed in the past. And I just want everybody to know on this call that you are with a wonderful group of people, an awesome company. I mean, the superintendent of schools who I work for doesn't even have a clue who I am. He doesn't even know my name. He probably doesn't even know I exist. Here is a president and a vice president of a company that call me and email me to thank me and congratulate me. And sorry, Ted, but you guys are special and I appreciate it.
Thanks. Well, tell us now, because I got to get you excited, happy here.
No, this is happy crying. It is happy.
I know.
All right,
I
Taylor's
know.
Walking and giving me a look. Say hi, Mr. Ted. Hi, Mr. Ted.
Hey, Taylor, how are you? I miss you, young lady.
I miss you, too. I'm good.
We're going to have to talk about that boyfriend thing, but we'll discuss that later, okay?
Great, Ted. Now I'm in trouble. She's giving me a look.
Beth, tell me a little bit about your goals for 2010.
Oh, 2010. I want to help everyone on my team reach his or her goals, and I want to see every one of my team members get their products at 40% discount. I want to see them receive an income from your company, whatever their vision is or desire is, whether it's $500 extra a month or $25,000 extra a month. And for myself, I plan on standing next to the pulleys and Dave as Platinum Executive Director. And I want to be financially free. I want to be able to do what I want to do and help others. So those are my goals for 2010.
Well, I love that.
Lots of trainings.
This has been an amazing call, and I want to make sure that we have time to open it because I know there's probably a lot of people that have thoughts and comments they want to share. But do you have any final thoughts that you want to share before I make a few quick announcements?
Well, I do want to thank you, Ted, for this honor and, again, this time that you spent with me tonight. And I'd like to thank Bob for getting me on that computer that day and to find out more about biomedics, and to Dave for helping me and guiding me to grow and expand my life through this successful adventure and experience. And I want my team to know that I'm always there for them, and I appreciate you guys always being there for me, like on this call tonight. And you know, before I go, I just want to wish all the listeners on this call tonight a blessed Christmas season and to reach for your visions in life. You have control of what you do and how you react to things that come your way. And as far as I'm concerned, you've been given a wonderful opportunity here, so please, please go for it. You'll be so happy that you did. And believe me, all this crying is happy crying.
That's awesome. Well, Beth, again, thank you so very, very, very much for sharing your thoughts. And I know that you and I could go on for hours sharing with these people all the great things. I know that you and I have had conversations about the team that you're giving so much credit to and the new friendships that you're making and the positive people you get to be around, because we all know the school system's incredible, but with all the layoffs they're doing in the school systems, there's a lot of non-positive people. And, you know, with all you've been through, it's just great to be around positive, upbeat people on an ongoing basis. So, again, I want to thank you for being part of the call and sharing yourself and sharing your family with all of us.